There aren't nearly enough livers in the U.S. for everyone who needs a transplant. A recent change to how the organs are allocated across the country has made it more difficult for patients in some southern and midwestern states to qualify. And it sparked a debate about inequities in the transplant process. Some members of Congress are calling for change. Rose Conlin of member station KMUW and the Kansas News Service reports.
If there's one thing Gary Gray likes to do, it's play his banjo. But Gray, who's 64 and lives in Olathe, Kansas, had to quit his bluegrass band a few years ago due to a rare autoimmune disease that was attacking his liver. His condition got so bad that he started hallucinating, seeing and having conversations with people who weren't there.
Kind of an oddly funny story, but I had become convinced that my wife's brother had converted our house into a haunted house, a commercial haunted house, and I kept telling my wife to get all these people out of here. There weren't people here.
He wouldn't live long without a liver transplant. But despite debilitating symptoms that forced him to retire early and took him away from his family, he still wasn't sick enough to get a donated liver from the national waiting list.
Frankly, my doctor was very straight with me, but he said, you're not going to get one anytime soon. And I knew that we all knew the time was running out.
For years, it was easier to get off that waiting list in the Midwest and South because of higher numbers of organ donations. But that all changed in 2020 due to new, controversial rules by the United Network for Organ Sharing, the federal contractor that allocates organs to patients across the country. Livers are now sent much farther from where they're donated, with the goal of reaching the sickest patients no matter where they live. The new rules have led to slightly fewer people dying on the waiting list, but livers need to be transplanted quickly, and more now go to waste in transit. And wealthier coastal states that lobbied for the change now get many more livers than before, mostly at the expense of poorer, more rural states in the South and Midwest. The number of livers going to Kansas is down 37%. Alabama, Louisiana, Iowa, and South Dakota all saw major declines. Dr. Ryan Taylor directs the liver transplant program at the University of Kansas Health System. The hospital joined more than a dozen others that sued over the policy change.
What it's meant in a nutshell is that our patients are waiting longer to receive a transplant than ever before. And as a result of that, we do see patients dropping off the list or becoming too sick for transplant.
That's fueled bipartisan criticism and led Congress to introduce legislation that would break up the contractor's sole control over the transplant system. Yet experts say the issues with liver allocation only scratch the surface of the inequities. Lots of people with liver disease never make it onto the waiting list, and they're more likely to be rural residents, people of color, and the poor, says Dr. Lauren D. Nephew at Indiana University.
I would argue that the largest disparities exist early in the care cascade. So who's getting the adequate care so that they don't ultimately end up needing a liver transplant? What types of barriers are there to actually being evaluated for transplants?
Those who do make it to a transplant center face financial questions, says Dr. Julius Wilder at Duke University.
And of course, one of the first things they do when you get referred for a transplant evaluation is a cost analysis. You know, do you need to spend some time fundraising and hopefully not die in the interim?
Then there's the cost of expensive, lifelong medications needed to make sure the body doesn't reject the transplant. Does a patient have reliable transportation to get to follow-up appointments? By those measures, Gray is one of the lucky ones. Still, his family realized his only chance of getting a transplant was abandoning the waiting list entirely and looking for a living donor. Doctors take a piece of the donor's liver out and give it to the recipient, and hopefully in time, both regenerate. After months of searching, Gray and a donor traveled to Pennsylvania for surgery.
When I came out from under the anesthesia, I was like, oh my God, I can tell. My head's clear, and you know, every day now is just a miracle.
Thousands more Americans are still waiting for a liver. Any overhaul of the country's transplant system won't necessarily mean more will come to states in the South and Midwest anytime soon. And doctors say, ultimately, the only way to ensure more people get life-saving transplants is to increase organ donation rates across the country. For NPR News, I'm Rose Conlin in Olathe.